Mamdani vows to protect Haitians, Syrians after Supreme Court's TPS ruling, something that we will not ever accept. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 26, 2026. New York City, NYC, Mayor Zohran Mamdani promised to protect Haitian and Syrian migrants after the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to end temporary protected status, TPS, for thousands of Haitian and Syrian migrants. In a video message, Mamdani criticized the 6-3 decision from the Supreme Court, stating that it is putting so many people's lives in jeopardy, adding that New Yorkers stand in solidarity with all of those who are concerned by the ruling. In his video message, Mamdani also stated that it was cruel to have people who frankly taught the world about freedom have their own freedom be put in jeopardy, the New York Post reported. Many of you know, this is a city of 8.5 million people. More than 3 million of us were born elsewhere, I'm one of them. We're a city that's proud of our immigrant heritage, Mamdani said. When we think about, especially what Haitian New Yorkers have had to deal with, not just for weeks or months or years, but frankly for decades, we have seen a cruelty that has become normalized. To have a people who frankly taught the world about freedom have their own freedom be put in jeopardy by the actions of a Supreme Court and a federal administration. It is not only cruel, it's something that we will not ever accept. Mamdani's words come after the Supreme Court wrote in its ruling that Congress created TPS in 1990 to provide short-term humanitarian relief for aliens who cannot safely return to their home countries. The Supreme Court added in its ruling that the TPS statute did not allow judicial review of any determination regarding TPS being terminated. The TPS statute plainly bars consideration of respondents' non-constitutional claims. It allows no judicial review of any determination with respect to the termination of a TPS designation. 8 U.S.C. Section 1254-AB-5A. The term determination can be used to describe either an individual decision or the whole process leading to a final decision, and under either understanding of the term, Section 1254-AB-5A squarely bars all of respondents' non-constitutional claims. In a press release, Mamdani also stated that the Supreme Court's decision would cause enormous pain across the five boroughs. You will not face this cruelty alone, Mamdani added in the press release. This administration will stand alongside immigrant New Yorkers today, tomorrow, and every day that follows. In response to the ruling from the Supreme Court, several Democrats such as Representative Rob Menendez, DNJ, and Representative Melanie Stansberry, DNM, criticized the ruling, accusing the Trump administration of wanting to create the largest undocumented population that it possibly can. This administration wants to create the largest undocumented population that it possibly can to fulfill Stephen Miller's mission of deporting and removing as many people as possible, Menendez said. This isn't about good policy, or about what's right or wrong for the United States. This is purely about inflicting as much pain on our immigrant neighbors as possible to drive the largest number of them possible out of this country. Today we watched as the Supreme Court sided with an administration that is seeking to strip away the basic human rights protected under international law for hundreds of thousands of American families, Stansberry said.